Welcome to Play Ball. It's Tuesday, May 6th, and we've got a full slate, Bailey. A couple of ninth-inning swings, a few statement wins, and one bullpen that just kept kicking the door open.
Yeah, and the standings are starting to feel a little real. The Cubs keep rolling, the Yankees keep rolling, the Braves are still the Braves, and some teams are just trying to survive the week.
Let's start in Miami, because that one had everything. Baltimore jumped out fast. Miami answered. Then the game turned into a back-and-forth mess. Samuel Basala was all over it for the Orioles. Double, triple, single, 4 RBI. And Pete Alonso scored 4 times. But the Marlins kept coming. Liam Hicks homered, Otto Lopez homered, and then the 8th got wild.
Esteury Ruiz steals 3rd, comes home on a throwing error, and suddenly it's tied at 7. That's the kind of inning that can flatten a road team.
Instead, Baltimore took the air out of the building in the 9th. Adley Rutschman, off the bench, lines a go-ahead single. Leody Taveras follows with another RBI hit. Rico Garcia closes it out, and the Orioles snap a 5-game skid, 9-7.
That's a gut-punch loss for Miami. They had every chance to steal it, and Baltimore just kept answering.
In Detroit, Boston didn't need late drama. They needed 3 innings. Cedén Rafaela hit a 3-run homer in the 1st. Framber Valdez got chased by the scoreboard and the frustration. And the Red Sox kept stacking hits. Wilier Abreu homered. Wilson Contreras homered. And Rafaela added 3 more RBI. It was 10-3, and it got ugly in a hurry.
Brian Bello was the quiet part of that story. 7 innings, 1 run, 4 hits. That's how you bury a team after an opener gives you a soft landing.
And the 4th inning had the benches emptying after Valdez hit Trevor Story. No punches, but plenty of heat. Boston takes it 10-3. Up in St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay just keeps doing Tampa Bay things. Down 3-2 in the 8th, they get Jonathan Aranda on. Yandy Diaz ties it with a single. Jake Fraley moves up, and Ben Williamson drives in the winner. That's 5 straight for the Rays, 4-3 over Toronto.
And the run prevention streak is the real headline. 12 straight games allowing 3 runs or fewer. That's not a hot stretch. That's a way of life.
Kevin Gausman was fine. Drew Rasmussen was fine. And the Rays' bullpen was better. Casey Legamina gets the win. Cole Sulcer gets the save. And Tampa Bay keeps breathing down the Yankees in the East.
That division race is going to keep getting tighter if the Rays keep winning like this.
Chicago got the kind of game the Cubs have been winning all month. They were down 2-0. Andrew Abbott had them quiet, and then Michael Busch changed everything. A tying homer in the 8th. Then in the 10th, he pokes one back through the middle, and Dansby Swanson scores. Cubs win again. 3-2.
That's 7 straight now. And 13 in a row at Wrigley. You can feel the place leaning toward them before the pitch is even thrown.
The Reds have now lost 5 straight, and Emilio Pagan leaving with a hamstring injury only adds to the headache. Ryan Rollison gets the win. Sam Mall takes the loss, and Chicago keeps pace at the top of the Central. Kansas City keeps rolling too. Cleveland led early, then Rhys Hoskins hit a 3-run shot to flip it. But Michael Massey answered right back with a 2-run homer. Isaac Collins added a solo shot, and the Royals won 5-3 for their 5th straight.
That's the kind of night that tells you a team believes it belongs in the race. Cleveland had the punch, Kansas City had the answers.
Steven Kolek, spot start and all, gave them 6 innings and a chance. Lucas Erceg closes it for save number 10, and the Royals keep climbing in that crowded Central.
In New York, the Yankees got hit early, got punched back with a tying homer, and then did what contenders do. Jazz Chisholm Jr. broke the tie in the 6th. Cody Bellinger drove in 3. Paul Goldschmidt homered, and New York beat Texas 7-4 for its 5th straight.
And 15 wins in 17 games. That's the number. Jacob deGrom got tagged for 6 runs, which is saying something. Brent Hedrick gets the win, David Bednar the save, and the Yankees keep looking like the team everybody else is chasing. Houston had a different kind of win. The Astros got solo homers from Christian Walker and Bryce Matthews. then held on behind Patrick Lambert and Brian King. Shohei Ohtani struck out 8 in 7 innings and took the loss, but the Dodgers only managed 1 run, and the Astros won 2-1.
That's a huge one for Houston. Not pretty, not loud, just enough. Those are the wins that can turn a season.
Atlanta went to Seattle and did Atlanta things late. J.P. Crawford's 2-run homer had the Mariners up. Then the Braves scratched back, and Matt Olson blasted the go-ahead homer in the ninth. Braves win 3-2.
Ozzy Albies also tied a franchise record with a 17-game hit streak. The league-leading Braves just keep finding ways, and Raisel Iglesias closed it after coming off the injured list.
The White Sox made a game of it in Anaheim, but the Angels had too much pop. Mike Trout homered, Jorge Soler homered, Zach Neto homered, and Los Angeles held on 4-3 after Ryan Seffrejohn survived a bases-loaded ninth.
Trout reaching base 4 times matters. When he's doing that, the whole lineup looks different.
Arizona blanked Pittsburgh 9-0. Eduardo Rodriguez allowed 2 hits in 7 innings. Geraldo Perdomo drove in 2 with a double, and the Diamondbacks put up a 5-run sixth to break it open.
That's the kind of night that makes a pitcher exhale. The Pirates never really threatened.
San Diego lit up San Francisco, 10-5. Jackson Merrill had 3 hits and 2 RBI. Xander Bogaerts homered, and Sungmoon Song got his first big league hit, and then kept driving the ball around.
14 hits, 10 runs, and a rookie moment you don't forget. That's a good night at Oracle for the Padres.
And that's the board. Some statement wins, some bullpen stress, and a few teams that just won't stop.
We'll be back tomorrow to see who keeps the streaks alive and who gets humbled.
For Bailey, I'm Abe. This is Play Ball.